This is Jen Roland, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's post, Setting God-Glorifying Goals. A few years ago, the book, The Circle Maker, Praying Circles Around Your Biggest Dreams and Greatest Fears by Mark Batterson, caught my attention. As a mom of three little ones, time to sit and read was scarce. So I bought the Audible version and listened to it in the car, at the playground, and while having a tooth pulled. No joke. I finished the book in less than a week. The Circle Maker reiterated the importance of priming my day with God's Word. It inspired me to dust off my prayer journal, write down specific requests, and circle my prayers with holy anticipation. It encouraged me to pursue God-given passions and set God-honoring goals aligned with His will and purpose for my life. Among my prayer requests were that my husband and I would serve in our church, participate in a small group together, and be given opportunities to share how God is working in our lives with others. Since then, we've both accepted positions of ministry and were personally invited to attend and teach small group together. I've been blessed with opportunities to write and speak and given the privilege to lead workouts and workshops at our women's events and retreats. Side note, I'll be speaking at the Healthier You event in Waynesboro, PA on Saturday, January 25th for the Connections Women's Ministry, and I would love for you to join me. This will be a fun and informative workshop that will leave you feeling inspired to make changes for a healthier 2020. Topics include dealing with stress and anxiety, developing a positive relationship with food, and properly caring for your mind, body, and soul. For more information and or to purchase your ticket, visit my blog and click on the link. Back to my post. I'm not saying that simply circling our requests in prayer will guarantee that God will answer them affirmatively. However, I have noticed that the more time I spend in His presence, the more my desires begin to parallel His. Over time, my goals have shifted from those aimed at worldly success and personal happiness to those that help me grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and glorify Him. 2 Peter 3:18. In letting the old goals go, my goal-setting process has become simplified. Simplifying our goals. Take a moment to go back and revisit the goals you recorded in the Dream Guide last week. Now, if you haven't printed that out yet or filled it out, it's okay. It's not too late. Just visit my blog to click on the link and you can download your free copy. For each goal, ask yourself the following five questions. Eliminate goals that don't result in a yes to the first four. Number one, will this goal help me better myself and become more like Christ? Keep in mind that goals that require physical or mental discipline can cultivate spiritual discipline when done with the right motives. Any goal motivated by love for the Lord or service to others helps us grow in Christ. Question two, is this goal driven by a desire to glorify God as opposed to guilt, greed, envy, or pride? Even small or seemingly mundane tasks, such as keeping up with the laundry, cooking dinner, or cleaning the house, can glorify God when done with an attitude of gratitude. These small acts of service are of great value in God's kingdom. On the contrary, tasks completed with selfish motives go unnoticed by God. Question three, is this goal aligned with my core beliefs and values and how God shaped me? Is it biblically based? If we believe the Bible is true, it should change the way we live, including our goal-setting process. Worldly goals fall by the wayside as we prioritize the things God prioritizes. Long-term goals become more of a vision than an expectation as we learn to let go of control and allow the Lord to determine our steps. As we understand more about who God is by reading His Word, we discover who we are in Christ. How He shaped us uniquely gives us insight into what we were meant to do. For example, becoming an Olympic athlete might be a great goal, but it's not in alignment with how God shaped me. So it's not worth pursuing. Combining my spiritual gifts of shepherding and teaching, my interests for science and fitness, and my passion for helping others through writing, speaking, and coaching is a much better fit. It allows me to use my gifts to serve others, which is consistent with what the Bible calls us each to do. Question four, will this goal positively impact me and those I love? With the above example, it's a no-brainer. But how might your goals positively impact those around you? Question 5. Is this goal realistic in my current season? I believe that God has given me a desire to write a book, but he's also shown me that right now is not the right time. So I keep doing my best with what God has given me to do today, taking care of my family, writing and speaking, and serving those he has placed in my path. And I trust that he will reveal when the timing is right. If you sense that right now isn't the right time, don't eliminate the goal. Simply place it on the back burner. Continue to pray over it, asking God to show you when to take the next step or remove the desire from your heart if it's outside of his will. In the end, goal setting really comes down to two things: discerning what God wants for your life and then doing something about it. The Bible tells us that those who put his word into action will be blessed in what they do, which brings us to the next section: putting our goals into action. Once you've narrowed down your goals, it's time to put them into action. For smaller goals like signing up for a small group, reaching out to a friend, joining the gym, or tackling a project you've been putting off, schedule it on your calendar and just do it. For larger goals like losing 10 pounds, sticking to a grocery budget, reading the Bible, or spending quality time with your kids, break them up into smaller action steps. Here are 3 questions to help. Number 1, what's one thing I can do today to start moving in the right direction? Make the phone call, write the letter, sign up for the class, hire a coach, download the app, set your alarm, schedule it on your calendar. Just do something to get the ball rolling. Number 2, how can I insert a habit into my daily routine to help me accomplish this task? Follow a daily meal plan, read 15 minutes of scripture when you first wake up, or hit the gym after work. You can click on the link on my blog to join me for a 1-year Bible recap reading plan on the Bible app. One of the best ways to build a habit is to insert it into your morning or evening routine. So that's what I have done with the Bible app. That's part of my morning routine. Number 3, how will I hold myself accountable to following through? Can you get an accountability partner or trainer? Celebrate small victories along the way to stay motivated? Register for a charity walk or race? If you're local, you can check out the Frederick Running Festival in May or visit the link on my blog to find an event in your area. To assess your progress, check to ensure that you've set SMART goals, goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-sensitive. You can contact me if you'd like help with this process. Keep in mind that God's timeline may not be in sync with yours, which is why it's important to pair your goals with intentions that are process rather than product focused. Circling our goals in prayer. Mark Batterson says journaling is the difference between forgetting and fulfilling our goals. Writing down our goals and praying over them daily keeps them in the forefront of our minds. It also keeps us focused on seeking God's wisdom so we can continue to make decisions that honor and glorify him. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Praying circles around our biggest dreams means prayer is continuous throughout the goal-setting process. As we spend time in his presence and study scripture, God shapes our dreams and desires to align with his. Our goals begin and end in prayer as we ask God to reveal those desires and thank him for all he has done. Call to action. Filter your goals through the questions in this post and simplify them to a few God-glorifying goals you will pursue. Write them down using the SMART goal format and share them in the comments or on my private Facebook group. For added accountability and support, consider attending the Healthier You event on January 24th and 25th. You'll learn practical ways to fuel your body, mind, and soul so you can improve your health and grow your faith in 2020. Please visit my blog to click on the link and visit the event page. Thank you.